You're listening to World Update from the BBC in London. I'm Robin Bresnahan. Leaders at the Group of 20 rich and developing economies have agreed that the world's most advanced industrialized countries should reduce their budget deficits by half within 3 years. At a summit in Toronto over the weekend, leaders agreed on the deadline of 2013, though some governments have been given a more flexible schedule to adjust to the pace of changes based on their own situations. But the general mood music is clear. If you can, cut early. The United Kingdom is one of those countries who've introduced strong curbs on public spending, as well as planning significant tax increases. Prime Minister David Cameron took the opportunity of the G20 to reiterate his claim that governments must cut spending themselves, or the money markets will force them to do so down the line in less favourable conditions.
It's important that the countries with the biggest deficits, as it says in the communique, accelerate the action. That is specific backing for the budget that we've introduced. You know, we have a living reminder in countries that haven't taken action on their deficits of how calamitous that can be for your economy. So great backing for what Britain is doing. But I say, it's not an alternative to what others are doing. It is part of the global coordination to maximise the growth that we have in our world economy, to maximise the jobs and the wealth that we all want to see.
Dr. Mark Hayes is a fellow in economics at Cambridge University and joins us live from our studio there. Thanks very much. Dr. Hayes, good morning. Is slashing public spending and increasing taxes a risky move?
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, I think what we're witnessing in the UK is the most dramatic economic experiment since Margaret Thatcher introduced monetarism into the UK under the influence of Milton Friedman. And that experiment didn't work. It led to unemployment rising to 4 million. And if we look at the record of history, a similar exercise in major expenditure cuts just after the First World War took Britain's unemployment to 17%. So I'm quite worried.
Well, speaking of history, I was just reading this morning in the New York Times, Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman has written today about his concerns over policymakers being too obsessed with debt and inflation and making the same mistakes as policymakers made during the Great Depression. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that's the great fear. I mean, I have an open mind and I'm always prepared to be convinced by the other side. But as far as I can see, we're merely repeating the same mistakes.
I guess you could say, you know, it may be right or it may be correct of the world leaders to be right, to be fearful of turning into the next Greece, though.
Yes, well, the analogy with Greece, at least in the case of the UK, is completely spurious, because Britain does have a floating currency, which Greece, of course, is part of the euro. So Greece had lost the freedom to change its exchange rate, and of course it has to pay its debts back in somebody else's money, effectively. Whereas Britain doesn't have this problem. On the one hand, our exchange rate can fall, and secondly, our debts are in sterling. And while of course there are limits, we do have the ability to issue as much sterling as we need to repay our debts.
So, if you had been at that meeting and you had the ear of these world leaders, what would you have advised?
Well, I would tell them to go back to their economics textbooks. But I think we have a clash of theories here, a clash of worldviews. It is actually, at the moment, a triumph of ideology over real thought, I'm afraid. There are two different views of the economy. One is that government crowds out private enterprise, and the other is that government can at best lead and support private enterprise, and at the very worst needs to avoid making things worse for the private sector, and I'm afraid that's where we're heading.
Okay, so read your textbooks, that's your advice. Dr. Mark Hayes, thanks very much, a fellow in economics at Cambridge University here in the UK.